I think often the pros of being a boss are also the cons of being a boss. I think, you know, what's good in one hand is bad in the other. But I think the biggest mistake that people make when wanting to be a boss or when wanting to get their own business, start their own business, is because they want to, you know, they think they're going to be able to control things. They think that they're going to have no one to answer to anymore. And for me, that is the biggest mistake anybody can make. You know, I always say and truly believe that no matter who you are in life, no matter what rung of the ladder you're on, we all answer to somebody. You know, whether that's answering to our immediate boss or whether that's answering to our employees, to our customers, to our investors, to our finances, to our bank managers, whoever it is, we all answer to somebody. So to say, I'm going to start my own business, I'm going to be a boss, and then I've got nobody to answer to, you're absolutely kidding yourself, and you just can't behave like that. And if you do behave like that, things are going to fall over very quickly. The cons of being a boss are probably the levels of responsibility that come with it. Now, again, that's a personal thing, because maybe you like responsibility, but for people who can't cope with responsibility, that can't cope with having the weight of other people's success, other people's livelihoods hanging on their shoulders, that's definitely a con. I think, you know, the pro of being a boss is that you get very often get to write your playbook. I'm not going to say write your rule book, but certainly get to write your playbook, you know, to make the decisions that will drive that business forward, you know, to do things in your way. And I think, you know, you also get that feel good factor of being able to bring your team along the way to change people's lives, hopefully in a positive way. I mean, listen, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I love to be a boss. That said, I think I also have the humility to take instruction and take advice from other people as and when it suits. And I think, you know, for me, that's what makes the ultimate boss, really. You know, being a boss when it counts, or when it suits, and also being a subservient learner, absorber, underboss, if you like, at times when it's more important to be taking advice from other people.